Welcome to the Store Builders Podcast, the place where we talk to industry experts and successful store owners about what it takes to build a thriving e-commerce business. Every episode, we deliver the raw, unfiltered recommendations that will catapult your store to new heights. Ready to get serious about expanding your e-commerce empire? Well, then let's get to work. I'm your host, Ryan Cowden, and this week we're joined once again by Chris Lemma. On this episode of the Store Builders Podcast, Chris and I discuss the question of whether or not store builders should have experience working with multiple e-commerce platforms. As you become more experienced as a store builder, you will have to make a decision about how to market yourself to potential clients. Do you advertise yourself as an expert who is a master of one e-commerce platform, or do you try to diversify yourself with a balanced set of skills that can work on multiple platforms? While it may not be realistic to master all available platforms, you ultimately don't want to be confined and limited to just one platform. Developing a well-rounded knowledge of other platforms will greatly benefit yourself and your customers. On this episode, you'll hear how to define and describe e-commerce platforms. An e-commerce platform is an online space that provides you with the capability to sell goods and services online. Then, we'll talk about why it's worth it to know more than one. When you are only experienced in one platform, you'll tend to recommend it to all your clients, whether or not it's a good fit. Broadening your experience will help you give better advice to your clients and broaden your potential customer base. After that, we'll go over some ways to set realistic expectations for yourself. While you'll probably always have one platform you specialize in, you can probably get pretty good at using 2 to 3 different platforms. And finally, we'll talk about how to develop a broader skill set. Use your free time to rebuild a store on a different platform. Take that opportunity to see how the platform functions while also assessing the overall cost and usability of that platform. If you're looking for ways to add more tools to your tool belt, then this is one episode you won't want to miss. There's a lot of actionable advice in this episode, so grab something to write with because you're going to want to take notes. As always, I'll be back on the other side to wrap up any loose ends. So without any further ado, here's my conversation with Chris Lemma. All right, Chris, welcome back. Great to see you again, man.
Good to see you, Ryan. How are you doing today?
Doing great, thanks. Today we're talking about store builders and e-commerce platforms and really the advantage of knowing multiple platforms. So before we jump into all that, what is an e-commerce platform?
So whether you're talking about a hosted platform like Shopify or BigCommerce, or you're talking about shopping cart code that you put onto a regular website, of which there are tons of them, or you're talking about plugins that sit on top of other platforms. Craft CMS has an e-commerce component that layers on, or WooCommerce sits on top of WordPress. However you look at it, right, there is an environment where you can run an online store, from Shopify to Squarespace, from WooCommerce to PrestaShop. There are a ton of those different environments. Some of those you control in detail, like Magento, WooCommerce, open source. You put it on your own servers and do anything you want. Some of those you don't control almost at all, Squarespace, Shopify. And some of them you connect to, but it might be headless, right? And so BigCommerce, Commerce Layer, there's several others that play in that space too. So all of those are e-commerce platforms because they provide the ability for a merchant to sell online. And the question we're looking at today is, should you just specialize in one, or should you know more than one?
Okay. So in terms of those big names and big contenders, it sounds like in terms of the differences, it's more about the control. Is that kind of one of the main determining factors of the platform you pick?
I think that's one of them.
Okay.
How much you control is definitely it. I mean, there are thousands of stores that are using the exact same theme on Shopify, and the stores look almost identical, and you go, ooh, okay, that's kind of a bummer. I don't want to look like everyone else's store. Mm-hmm. But there's also fees, right? It's one thing when you see, you know, again, not to pick on Shopify, but if you go to Shopify and you look at their pricing, the lowest price is $29, and you go, that's great. I would love to get started for $29 a month. except that the average amount that a person pays on the $29 plan is $89. You go, wait a minute, didn't you just say it's $29? You go, yeah, but you start adding features, you're going to be paying $89. Hmm. For example, backups, right? If you're like, oh, I want backups in my store. Now, if you're in a regular hosted, you know, environment where you're getting a regular host and then you're adding software on top, most of those managed hosts now have backups as just a part of the intrinsic platform. But at Shopify or BigCommerce, you're going to have to go buy an add-on, pay $9 a month to get backups. And you're like, oh, okay, I didn't realize that. So control is one, price is another. Your ability to customize, and this plays a little bit into control, but it's really the third one that I call, which is the experience. Your ability to customize the experience for a customer so that, you know, imagine that you're not selling a whole catalog of products. Imagine you're selling one product. And imagine that that product requires you to answer a series of questions to profile yourself so that they can get the right product to you. Whether you're talking about customizable shirts, or you're talking about the right CBD prescription, or what, I mean, it could be as varied as that, to realize, you know what, I need to do something different than the standard. Let me show a bunch of images. You click one and then you say add to cart.
Okay.
If you're running a subscription service, right? Mm-hmm. Some platforms do it, some don't. So there's a lot of differences from the financial side, from the experience side, from the how much do I control of the data, of the code, and then are certain features just mm-hmm. even available or not on
right.
the platform?
Right.
All of that goes into how do you recommend the right, you know, how does a store builder know which is the right tools to use?
Okay. Right. So at the end of the day, Chris, do you feel like it is worth it to be fluent in multiple platforms here?
I do. Mm-hmm. I think what ends up happening is people who develop strong expertise in one platform will start sounding like this is the only platform to use. And that's because it's the platform they're most comfortable with. It's a platform that they know how to make things happen, and they know a different kind of pacing, right? If you ask me to go from my house to the store and I get in my car and get there, I know how fast, I know how long it takes. Mm-hmm. I know how fast I go. I know the roads. I know everything. And I go, I can get to that store in 4 minutes. If you ask me to go there on a unicycle, mm-hmm. right? It's days of work. I'm just like, I don't know how to ride a unicycle. I'm likely going to end up walking. This is going to be horrible. It's just, I'm not comfortable on a unicycle. I'm not comfortable on a skateboard, right? And someone else may be. So the vehicle we use to get there changes the timing. Right. Mm-hmm. And the comfortability we have with the vehicle changes the timing and therefore changes the cost. So when you only have one tool in your tool belt, we start looking at, you know, I have a hammer, everything is a nail. And you're like, no, that's not exactly helpful. Right. The other reason why it's so helpful for a store builder to know more than one platform is because you're going to get customers who want something that may or may not be a perfect fit for your platform. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily want to be the person who looks at them and goes, nope. You're like, well, wait a minute. Is there a way to, nope. Sorry, there's no way, right? You look silly because now you're not saying anything about the platform. You're saying something about yourself. Mm-hmm. If you're a store builder, you ought to be a store builder. You ought to know how to build a store. And building a store, maybe it's better on that platform. Maybe it's better on that platform. But yeah, mm-hmm. we can get you going.
Right.
So I think it is worth knowing
right. more than one. If you're a store builder and you're coming across a potential new clients, how many of these new clients are already entrenched on a certain platform? Because I feel like that would be an important factor.
Even if they're not entrenched, they may have a default, right?
Okay.
So I can build a store on Shopify, but having built several stores on Shopify, I can also tell you exactly what Shopify is great for and what Shopify isn't great for. Mm-hmm. And that's where it starts getting tricky, because when someone shows up and says, I think Shopify would be great, my response isn't, oh no, it won't be great. My response is, let's talk a little more about what you're doing to figure out if it really is as great as you think it will be. Mm-hmm. So for example, I had a client who was on Magento and was looking to leave Magento 1 and looking to replatform and got pitched Shopify. But the particular products he sells are not products that you can use Shopify payments on. So you'd have to use a third-party payment gateway, which is okay for him because he already has that gateway relationship. But that means you have to pay the gateway fees and you have to pay Shopify additional fees for using the third-party gateway. Mm. And all of a sudden, he's looking at all these fees and going, oh, this is not a good idea. And I go, yeah, again, it's one thing to say, I want to use this platform. It's another to say that after you have the data, right? Mm-hmm. So my job is to say, here's the data, evaluate it and see, let's make sure that you're looking at the fine print and saying, this is good. Worked with another friend of mine a couple of years ago who said, oh, you know what? I'm gonna build it on, this was the earlier version of Craft CMS and their e-commerce play. And he was thrilled, right? Because he had a developer who loved doing this stuff, right? And, you know, it's code and what have you. But then that developer moved to another country. And at that moment was like, hey, Chris, where do I find all the Craft CMS developers? And I'm like, all six of them? No, again, that's a joke. There's more than six. But he wasn't using a platform that a ton of people were using for e-commerce. And so at that point, he had to go, okay, maybe this isn't the right platform.
Okay.
I need something where I can have a stable of developers I can go to, because he didn't have anyone on staff to be able to run out and say, okay, here's what's going on. I need to make this change. I want to make this change, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So, I think one of the dynamics here is saying, okay, not every platform is right for you, even if the code is fine, because there's, again, feature set, there's the number of people that know it, there's the cost of doing it, right? If you go to do a V1, early round initial store, and you say, what's that going to cost? And it's simple. Let's say you're selling 5 t-shirts. What that costs on Squarespace e-commerce, what that costs on Shopify, what that costs on WooCommerce, and what that costs on Magento are all different, right? And to a store owner, the merchant, they may not want to pay certain ones of those fees or certain ones of those costs, and they may be with others, right? And so it's helpful to present options.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how realistic is it to actually be able to specialize in more than one of these platforms?
As a store builder, I think you want to break that up into two parts. The first thing is, it's your job to understand how to think about e-commerce, how to think about stores, right? So that's unrelated to platform. So you can become really good at understanding cart abandonment. You can get really good at understanding why or how to think about payment processors and gateways. You can get good at thinking about strategies for inventory and even how to do the web design to optimize carts for conversions. And all of that has nothing to do really with an underlying platform. So you should definitely develop the expertise for that. The other part of this is, okay, but now the how-to, right? Like, I want to make changes to the cart so that I can drive conversion, or my checkout form so I can drive conversion. And then you go back in and you go, well, does this tool have the facility that I can make that adjustment? Can I change it? Well, I have to change it with a template. I have to change it with code. Do I have to add an additional code? And so I think there what you realize is you can probably get pretty good at a couple platforms, 2 or 3, probably not all the platforms, right? So I cannot tell you exactly how to change the checkout page on 16 different e-commerce platforms. Mm-hmm. But I know most of the strategies for how to do it on 3 or 4, right? And so you can say, okay, here, let's go in and make this adjustment here and this adjustment here. And even those 4, right? Just to be perfectly honest, I probably can do 1 or 2 of them without looking stuff up. And then I probably have to look up a couple of things, because you're just like, I don't remember, right? Oh, let me go pull this up and make sure that I have the syntax right. Mm-hmm. But I think it is reasonable to say that knowing 2 or 3 platforms allows you to, even if you have one that's favorite, right, allows you to have options for people.
Okay.
That can be, some of the best agencies I know come with, you know, support at least 2. So they can say, okay, it's Magento. If you're talking about really big stores, they're like, it's Magento 2 or it's Shopify Plus. right? I got two options and we specialize only in these two. We don't do the rest. I know others who are like, hey, we are going to do Magento and WooCommerce and PrestaShop, right? And you go, and that's it. That's what I got. And in that realm, right, Magento, PrestaShop, and WooCommerce are all ones where I can write code, just deploy it, and I'm off and running, right? Because I control the server environment for each of those. But it's rare that you'd be like, oh, I'm going to do Magento and WooCommerce, but then how about throw in a hosted platform like Squarespace, right? And you're like, oh, man, I have total control over here and I have almost none over here. So what you see is people pivot to saying, oh, I have a bunch of these hosted environments and I can work on several of those, or I have a bunch of self-hosted ones and I can work on those. And then you get some people who are really good at crossing between them, right?
Okay.
But having two or three on your belt is probably really helpful.
Okay. How do you go about learning this stuff then? How do you get trained to work in multiple platforms?
So my favorite thing is to tell folks, particularly when I'm talking with store builders, is to say, just go about building a second version, right? Almost every agency I know has, you know, a couple of moments where they have some spare cycles, people sitting on the bench, not doing something. When we experience that, normally I take one of my guys and I say, go do this other project, right? So we recently moved a store to WooCommerce, right? And when it was all done, I said, tell me the total amount you spent in additional plugins and the total amount you spent for hosting, right? And so it was like $2,000, right? And that's a prorated yearly price, right? So every year you'd spend $2,000 to keep this store up and running with the licenses of the software plus the hosting. So the store owner for that store was great. $2,000 is great. And then we had spare cycles. And so I took this one guy and I said, hey, that same site that we built over here on WooCommerce, go build it in Shopify. Right? I'll just pay you. I'll pay you the money to go build it and we'll pay for all the add-ons. But I want parity, right? I want the same store working the same way. And so we built it over there, right? Which means you got to go evaluate the different add-ons in their libraries and, you know, in their marketplace and add them on and make sure you tweak it until you get parity. When you get parity, then you can test it for performance, you can test it for customizability, you can test it for feature set, all that kind of good stuff. But the most important one in our case for that client was testing it on price, right? And saying, okay, what would it have cost if we were on Shopify? And in that particular case, Shopify was almost $7,000 a year, right? Now, not in the monthly hosting. The monthly hosting was only like $300. But by the time you added the additional features, right? In order to get parity, instead of instead of 2,000 a year, it was 6,800 a year. And you go, wow, okay, that's three times the price to keep it running, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think one of the ways you learn is by doing, right? You just get in there and say, I know this store, I know what it takes, I'm gonna go build it on another platform. I think the other thing that you got to do, right, is regularly spin up accounts and play with stuff, right? So the number of stores that I've built on BigCommerce, on Shopify, on Squarespace e-commerce during the free trials, right? You give yourself 14 days. Now you're not gonna become an expert in that, but you would never want to do the other exercise I just told you, which is build a replication of another store on another platform. You never want to do that without ever having experienced the platform, because then you're also including all the cost of you learning something, right? So what you want to do is you want to say, oh, spin up these 14-day trials and build something out. Build out this. And you start getting used to the interface. You start seeing where the things are. Shopify has this, you know, nice little menu on the left side, but it hides all of the different features and the controls you do have. So when you start clicking on these items and it pops open and there's six more items, and pops up and there's three more items, and you click in there, there's two more tabs, and you realize I have a lot of control in here. No, I don't have full control, but I have a lot of guided paths where I can make changes. And how do I get to know them, right? And what, you know, I click it over here and I do this, and what does it appear like on the main screen? So playing with those free trials, playing with the products, downloading software and implementing it, you know, last week I was working on Commerce Layer and I was playing with this thing, and Commerce Layer is a very different approach. So you got to get your head in a different space and say, how does it work for these guys?
Yeah.
I think as store builders, you have to embrace the experimentation that comes with saying, what is this new platform and how does it work? And how do I get comfortable knowing about it and knowing what I can do with it so that when a customer does ask about it, I can say, hey, it is possible, though, here's some of the things I caught. And then start talking with the other people in that community, right?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be no good if all I was doing was saying, hey, I'm a WooCommerce guy, and here's why Shopify doesn't work. And you talk to Shopify people, they're like, that's not true. You can totally do this, and this, and this, and then you're fine. And you go, you're right. So getting involved in those communities and talking with those folks, and I think it just opens the doors to, oh, that's possible, or that's, you know, or that's not possible, right?
Okay. I'm wondering if you're a store builder and you're looking to kind of separate yourself from the competition a little bit. Like, I'm sure everyone knows Shopify or anything. Is there a platform out there that you think, you know, if you could do this well, that would be a good unique advantage?
For sure. I mean, I think that there's two. We've talked about on an earlier show. I don't remember which one, but we were talking about the Jamstack and high performance stuff. And so Snipcart, I think we've talked about Snipcart before, and Commerce Layer, which I just mentioned earlier. These are API first e-commerce platforms, right? They're used when you have a headless CMS. BigCommerce is in this space, but BigCommerce is not like these other two, right? But I think we're going to see more people looking at this while still, I mean, the largest number of stores on the planet are run on WooCommerce. The most popular platform for, you know, hosted e-commerce is Shopify. I mean, there are big players out there doing things, but I think we're just at the beginning of the on-ramps of this lightweight, super thin, headless, I don't have to code a whole platform to make this happen kind of thing. And that's where Snipcart and Commerce Layer, I think, are interesting next gen solutions that, you know, it's worth looking into and saying, maybe I specialize in this.
Right. It's pretty exciting. Yeah. All right, Chris, that was fantastic. Thank you so much. We'll see you on the next episode.
All right. Take care.
All right. Thanks. All right, folks, there you have it. That wraps up my conversation with Chris Lemma. He shared a ton of valuable insights and advice today on the advantages of being fluent in working with multiple e-commerce platforms. We also shared some tools and resources, which will all be linked up in the show notes. I hope you enjoyed our conversation. Please consider subscribing, sharing with a friend, or leaving us a review in your favorite podcast directory. Until next time, best of luck in all that you do, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Store Builders Podcast.